gentlemen, welcome to the UCB Franklin Theater. Please welcome to the stage, DJ Blue Dream.
Welcome to I2FN. Hi, everybody. Woo. How y'all doing? Who here is 2FN High right now? Anyway. Some people are too stoned to answer, but oh my god, it is a wall of smoke.
Yeah, some people are raising their hair. We can't see.
We can't see it in this. But good, I'm very high. Hello, welcome, come on in. This thing is like caught on something, isn't it? Oh, thanks, Sean. Nice. Okay, great. Welcome, everybody. I'm so high right now. I took an edible about 40 minutes ago, and then we did a big smoke circle. And it's like cresting right as I walked out here. It's crazy. It feels amazing. We got an amazing show for y'all tonight. Some incredible comedians. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. What am I doing? What did I just do? I'm so fucking high. Thanks, Sean.
I go this way.
I got you.
It does seem, until now, like your only job is to wrangle me.
Totally fine.
Sean, you'll find out soon enough about Sean. But before all that, guys... Give it up for the Sultan of Sativa, King Kush, Maharaja Marijuana, Khalif Cannabis, the highest host in the world, James Mastriani!
What? Oh my god. I do that every month. Every live show. And I just know it's taking days off my life. But that's okay. Because we're here. What's up, stoners? Welcome. Welcome to I'm 2FN High. So excited that you guys are here. We have an amazing show for you guys tonight. Who's here for the first time? Oh, nice. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Well, let me tell you what this show is. This show is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to try to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. That's our goal. It's our it's our way of trying to help normalize cannabis, because it should be normal, right? We should be able to do this shit everywhere. I should be, well, maybe not everywhere.
Schools.
Yeah. Maybe not everywhere, but a lot of places, most places. We've got a great show for you guys tonight. Our comedians, our panelists, they're very high. We had the puff circle outside, so I promise you that they are nice and high. This isn't just a live show. It's also a podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. Check out the podcast. We always have really great guests, really great comedians come on and get high. And, yeah, with me as always, of course, I have to introduce him. Please welcome DJ Blue Dream. We all were wondering how that drop was gonna happen.
Smoke weed every day.
There it is. DJ Blue Dream, how you feeling, man?
Good. I'm so fucking... I didn't know how high I was till I started tripping over microphone cords and shit.
I was backstage. High. I had no idea what was going on. All I heard was just furniture flying all over the place.
I can't open my eyes more than 30% right now, it feels like.
So where are you at then on a scale of 1 to 10?
Maybe 9 something.
Wow.
What are you on, 1 to 10?
Ooh, I'm pretty high. I would say I would say like I'm an 8.7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who here thinks you're a 10? I mean, you may not be able to answer if you're a 10, but.
Yeah. Think it's that gentleman on the stretcher leaving?
There's a hand back there.
The paramedic's like, I'm a 10.
We should do this everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere. Awesome. Also, at the very end of the show, it's probably one of the most impressive parts of the show. The most impressive part of the show. Sean Fisher here, everybody. Yeah, give him a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you.
He does a segment called The Wrap-Up.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, he is going to... He's going to try to remember as much of the show as he can through freestyle rap. So he's going to remind us of the show through freestyle rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just going to be in the corner smoking weed and paying attention.
Yeah, that's great. How?
And I hope all of those things happen successfully.
Yeah. How high are you right now?
Well, I just described what I was doing up here in the words I chose to use. I'm having a similar eyelid issue where I find myself pulling my eyebrows up in hopes that like my eyelids are gonna get what I'm trying to make them do, but they're just on their own path right now.
They're heavy.
Yeah,
they're heavy. When they get heavy, you gotta relax them.
Man, you're the most comfortable person in the audience. This woman who's like completely wrapped in the furriest fabric.
Oh, I love it. Get comfy.
I'm so jealous of that.
Get comfy.
We need snuggies.
Yeah.
I'm too effing high, snuggies.
That's what's great about this. You know, you can come here, you can smoke weed, you can get comfy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show. Yeah. Well, we'll check back in with you at the end of the show.
Sounds good, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's get to this first segment here, you guys. This segment is called Hideas. Just give him a minute. You want me to cue it up? All right. Here we go. You'll see him at the end of the show, everybody. It's Sean Fisher.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. Let's get to our first segment, shall we?
Sure.
This first segment is called Hideas.
Pick up. Take three.
You're killing me, DJ Blue Dream.
I got it.
All right.
Eureka! It's a idea. Small weed
I love it. So, ideas. I'm probably going to cough a lot. Partially your fault. Ideas are basically, I get high and I have ideas. I put those two words together. And I'm going to present to you guys here some ideas I've had recently. Cool?
Woo.
Yeah. DJ Blue Dream, you want to hit me with a little bit of background music? I told you it'd be sexy. Charles Darwin probably thinks the movie 12 Monkeys is the prequel to 12 Angry Men. You got to know who Charles Darwin is to get that joke. I drink a lot of coffee, but I also use a lot of cream and sugar, which makes me think maybe I don't actually like coffee. Maybe what I actually like is surprise diarrhea. hard to find people to relate to me. Oh, my favorite thing? Surprise diarrhea. Do you think crutches ever look at canes and are like, fuck, they're cool? Crutches are so dorky. They're so dorky. Slip and slides are how human beings have been able to take the power back from slipping and sliding. No, guys. This summer, at my barbecue, we slip because we want to. They say that our ancestors can potentially pass on their trauma to us over time, genetically, can pass on trauma. When I was 11 years old, a fight broke out in a public bathroom. And this one guy threw another guy through the door while I was taking a shit. And the guy landed directly on top of me. And everybody stopped. And they all started laughing at me. And then the one guy pointed at me and called me shit boy. And then they all started chanting shit boy as they left the bathroom. Someday, one of my descendants is gonna have to deal with the fact that they have a fear of public bathrooms. And because of that, they'll never drink coffee. That's ideas! Welcome back, welcome back. Or maybe you just got here. Welcome in the first place. Are you guys ready to meet our panelists? Our stone comedians? Please welcome to the stage Gilly Nassim, Kale Hills, and Iffy Wadaway. Welcome, guys. Welcome. How's it going? How you doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Yep.
Good. Good. Trying to keep it together here. So thanks for being here. Always start anytime we do this show, and I always ask the panelists the same question. And so, Iffy, I'll start with you.
Okay.
What is your current relationship to cannabis?
Oh, you know, we be chilling sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, they have my Netflix password. I have their Hulu password. you know.
Okay. Yeah. So how often are you sharing passwords, or how often are you watching Hulu? Yeah, I guess it would be.
I'd say at least once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. For
okay.
Game of Thrones.
Great. Okay. Get your Game of Thrones in.
Yeah, because it comes on. Well, I guess most TV comes on once a week. You know, now the news is on every day.
Yeah. That's right. If anybody has any questions about programming this week on television, if he's your guy, he knows what's on. How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, like. Yeah, 9.
You conceded it was a 9. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Iffy, everybody. Iffy, yeah. Kale, how about you? What's your current relationship to cannabis?
Thank you for asking, James. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
question.
You're welcome.
You know, okay, so if you made the TV analogy, I guess I'll go movies.
Okay.
Sometimes it's Oscar season and you want to see a lot of movies. Sometimes there's not as many movies out, so you don't go very much.
Right.
All that is to say, more recently than in the past, but still not very much.
Okay, great. So,
and that made sense, and I don't need to explain it any further.
It made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said recently you've been smoking it more.
Because it's been around more.
Oh, it's been around.
Yeah, it's been very convenient. This has also been a year of substances for me.
Okay.
In general, trying them all out.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah, you know, so taking stock of...
Have you done mushrooms yet?
I have, yes.
Okay, yeah. Nice, nice.
I would say, all right, here's my official ranking.
This shit could get dark.
Shrooms, Molly, weed, alcohol, Xanax, and cocaine.
So this was the top.
Yeah.
So shrooms is your top.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And your bottom was Xanax.
Yes.
And alcohol?
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Got you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kissed a lot of people I didn't mean to.
Well, you guys will hear more about that on Twitter. Well, how?
Eight.
How, you're an eight. Great. Well, thanks for being here, man. Kale, everybody. Welcome back, Gilly.
Thanks for having me, James.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
What's your relationship to cannabis these days?
You know, I will continue the media analogies, and I'm going to say it's reality TV because for a really long time, I just kind of was like, you know what? That's not me. But I enjoyed some reality TV.
Okay.
And then as the years go on, you realize I'm not watching any real TV anymore. I am only enjoying myself when I'm watching fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Do you like to get high and watch reality TV?
Yes, but also I like to get high enough that I like getting high doing a lot of things. Hence the reality TV analogy.
I love it.
I tried to be like, not really. I'm like, not a stoner. But yes, I am. Yeah. I smoke like a few times a week. What's the big deal? It's okay to realize that you're a stoner and you fucking like reality TV.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Eight.
Great. I love it. Gilly Nassim, everybody. Awesome. Let's get to our first segment here of comedic challenges. This segment is called the Hypothetical Situation.
Hypothetical Situation.
And so the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high. And I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation, and you're going to act that hypothetical situation out. And anybody could jump in or improvise or whatever, whatever your high instincts tell you to do. Does that make sense?
Truthfully, only a little bit. Wait, are we going individually or as a group, or it doesn't matter?
This round's going to be individually. That's a really good question.
Cool.
That's a really good question. Any other good questions? Any bad questions? All right, great. We do a theme every month, and the theme for this month is science fiction. What a broad theme, right? And Kale, since you're the most confused, you're going to go first.
Great.
Yeah. So, Kale, your hypothetical situation is you are a struggling science fiction writer named Kale Ron Hubbard. And you are starting a religion based on your failed book called Hunk Cosmos and the Star Pirates.
Will you repeat that, please?
Yes.
I have to get all the details correct.
I mean, and it is a lot, and I know you're high. I really appreciate you being here.
You guys
high.
You don't know this, but James gives us a grade at the end of the show.
That's right. I do. I give you a grade.
He has to get into a good weed college.
I have a weed family to support. So I wrote a book called Hunk something?
Called Hunk Cosmos and the Star Pirates. And you are here. This is your sermon to your new religion based off of that book. Okay. Does that make sense? And your name is Kale Ron Hubbard. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great.
No.
Kale Hills!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out today. My name is Kale Ron Hubbard. Now, I know that some of you grew up in the Church of God, the Church of Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you grew up in other types of churches, churches where they teach Judaism, Buddhism. A Buddhist church, for instance. But I'm here today to tell you about the one true religion. That is the religion of me, Kale Ron Hubbard. You think it's funny for a man to stand and believe in his own name? I see. Well, I tell you, it is not funny. It is brave and it is bold to be named Kale Ron Hubbard and to stand in front of people and say, yes, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Now, please turn to page 54 of Hunk Cosmos and the Star Rangers. And we will see a reading from chapter 2 wherein Hunk Cosmos finds himself in a veritable Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, the spirit is in you. Now, what do we do when we are pressed for hard times? Do we give up? Do we wilt like a flower? I heard a no, and I say yes to that no. Yes, no. That is correct. We do not give up. What do we do? This section, you say something now. Again, you think I am joking when I am, in fact, not joking. What do we do when we are pressed for hard times? Oh, Jesus Christ, calm down, y'all. No, we do not fight again. Yes, no, fight. Let's see what Hunk Cosmos did. And so it came to be that Hunk began to fight, but the spirit of the light fell upon him, and he said unto himself, for he was the star. Hunk. Hallelujah. Hunk, hallelujah. Someone done read ahead because that is what Hunk said. He said, Hunk, hallelujah. We do not need to succeed by fighting. We need to succeed by celebrating, by being joyful people. So what shall we do today? Shall we leave here and shall we fight like these two specific people said we should do? No. Yes. No. No fight. We shall hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, man. Sign me up. I would go to that church every fucking day. I'd be the weird guy at church, just constantly there. Awesome. That was great. Gilly, you're going to go next. And you're actually going to use the... you're going to have some pictures here up on the back boards. And your hypothetical situation is... you are a time travel agent, and you are showing off your travel packages to customers interested in taking their first time traveling vacation. Okay. Does that make sense?
As much as it's gonna.
Perfect. Perfect. Gilly Nassim.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. Guys, I'm very, very, very excited that you are my final friends who still believe in me. Yes, it is the year 2040, and I am still a travel agent. It has not been easy, okay? I see Terry. Terry told me back in 2010, get out of the game, Cheryl. And I said, Terry, if you believe in me, you will keep booking your travel with me. And Terry did that. And that is why I am here standing today in the year 2040, the world's last travel agent! So since you guys have supported me, I have some amazing deals for you guys. So, of course, we have dinner and a show. Packages starting at $2,049. guys, you always wondered, what the hell was Jesus' last bite? We know he was at a supper. We've got a vague idea, but, you know, artists can dictate history through the stroke of their brush. What if we could go back and have a bite of the last thing Jesus ate? I know you've all been thinking it, and that's why I'm going to give it to you. And of course, The one time there was a party for us and we don't remember being there. Imagine getting to go back, see where it all began, hold yourself for the first time, severely damage your future timeline by cutting into your birth, ripping your infant self from your mother's arms and holding yourself. Guys, you have to rush. It is going to go so fast. My next trip. Oh, guys, because you all supported me and totally lost out on discounts you could have gotten by doing your traveling booking online, I have this amazing trip for you. You find out before anyone else. Oh, it's World War III, guys! You knew it was going to happen. You felt it in the air. Oh, we don't want it, but sorry, spoiler alert, it happens, and we can go! fuck. Imagine being able to say I've literally been to the country. Guys, come with me on a trip to Pangaea. You've been dying to see what the Earth looks like as a glob. And finally, I hope, President Beyonce's inauguration, because we all need a little fucking hope. And I think, that, you know what? This is the only good idea I've had. Everything else, don't bother booking. This is a good idea. So thank you guys so much again for just pretending like Travelocity doesn't exist. I love you so much. Good night.
Yelena Singh! Oh, that's great. Iffy, you're gonna go last here, buddy.
Woo. Okay.
All right, so you are the most successful Planet Fitness franchisee. And you are pitching here to NASA on trying to convince them to let you open the first gym on the moon. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Iffy Wadaway.
You know, I see a lot of y'all out there, and y'all looking good. Y'all looking good. Looking good. You're looking at me. I'm looking good too, because we're all under the purple banner here. We're Planet Fitnessites. We're getting it in. We're lifting stuff. I see you back there, Bob. I remember when you were busting those glutes out using the squat rack. You were using the Smith machine, but you didn't get too loud and turned into a lunk. Watch out for the lunks. We'll have to hit the lunk alarm. You know, they in there scoofing. Now, what if I told y'all, y'all can go to the moon and keep it still going, you know, still working under the Planet Fitness banner, you know? I know y'all miss it, you know? You're like, man, I'm in the moon, I can't lift. We gotta change that. Some of y'all coming down soft and I don't like to see it. I want y'all to be rock hard on Earth and rock hard on the moon. So we need you up in the Planet Fitness. So here's my plan. We get out there. First thing, you're going to get yourself a treadmill, right? But it's going to have a rope because you don't want to jump too high, get caught in space, right? Boom. Number two, lift heavy weights. You know, you can lift 1,000,000 pounds on the moon. There's no gravity, you know? So look, are y'all getting excited? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are. Okay, cool. You know, I got blueprints. I already spoke to the patent office. So, you know, get at your boy. I'm going to be in the back. I bought some pizza for everybody in here, you know. So, see you later.
If he went away. Oh, guys, that was great. That was that's the hypothetical situation. Give these guys a round of applause. How do you guys feel? You're high. You just got put on the spot. You had to do these comedic challenges. You feel good?
I'm still thinking about Gilly's great Pangea joke.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. The country.
The country.
The country.
So funny.
It's a great joke. Yeah.
I want to join a church and a gym.
Your life is going to be changed after
this
tonight.
This is a big difference.
Yeah.
But also, I could pass out.
Iffy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. That was super fun. You know, I was trying to keep it together just because, you know, as a meathead, Planet Fitness is my mortal enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lunk alarm, by the way, is a real thing. The lunk alarm, Planet Fitness has a lunk alarm. If they say a lunk, it's some acronym, but basically means meathead. So if you're like lifting too many, like if you're lifting too much weight or making too much noise, they have a real fucking alarm, like a whole ass alarm. Where they hit it, and it's like, look at this fucking idiot lifting too many weights. And if you get the lunk alarm hit on you too many times, you get kicked out. So there's a lot of bodybuilders who just have videos of them just trying to get into a Planet Fitness, and they're like, nah, this ain't for you, chief.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a super inclusive gym where, you know, people don't make you feel bad.
Oh, I see.
And then they also have Pizza Fridays where you can just go get pizza, eat the pizza, and lift.
Oh.
I mean, I have no qualms with that at all.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. Yeah.
There was a whole second layer to what if he was doing.
Yeah, that was some deep shit. Like, if you were deep in a Planet Fitness lore, that shit was
those references
fire,
are, you get that, yeah.
But it seems like no one was. They're like, this dude up here making it worse.
No, I meant like you hate it, you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that you were like hiding your hatred. That was the layer.
Yeah, you know that all-star acting right there, baby.
Yeah, that's good acting. That's good acting. Nothing but the best acting here on I'm Too Effing High. Right, every month. Awesome. Well, we're gonna continue to get high here. We've got a we're gonna jump into the Blaze Bit, and we've got a very special Blaze Bit guest. She is on Stand Up NBC, and she also hosts a show called Funnilingus. The next show is going to be September 22nd. Please welcome Ellery Smith.
It's so late. Usually when I'm stoned at 1 a.m., it's at a stranger's house. You know what I mean? I just got dumped by an Instagram sketch comedian. Is there any worse shame? Probably not. We were on and off for a long time, my boyfriend and I, which is sort of like walking past a trash can that smells like food, right? Because your brain knows that it's trash, but your body thinks, what if there's something worth saving, you know? There never is. I'm trying to remind myself about the worst things of our relationship. And this week I had a Vietnam-style flashback to a date where he told me he thought the word bro was a slur. Incredibly brave. I have got to stop fucking men who wear boat shoes. It's it's really max capacity. He also once told me he thought that astrology was bad for the environment. But it's nice that he cared about the environment. Not everybody does. I miss him so much every day. Please call me. I'm really hurt. I've been dating around a lot recently. I don't like dating. I'm not very good at it. Last year I was dumped by a guy who has 2 DUIs. And it's like, you're not better than I am because you have 1 more DUI than I do. It's not a race to the bottom. I've been going on dates recently with a handful of men who will describe themselves as being like golden retrievers, which I have to assume means that they plan on being dead in 12 years. And that's sort of convenient in its own way. Do you know what I mean? Not bad. I knew it was over with my boyfriend and I when my therapist asked me how I thought he would feel if I killed myself. And I told her he would finally have something interesting to talk about. So I should go ahead and do it for him, maybe. No, I'm lightly seeing somebody right now. I'm seeing a really smart guy. He's not like willing to wear a condom smart, but he's smart in other ways I think matter. I've never dated a really intellectual person before. This is my first one. I'm not sure that I like it. He's just like so difficult to manipulate. Do you know what I mean? Just not my type at all. I'm really working on myself recently. I'm like recovering a lot of repressed memories. This week, for instance, I remembered that when I was a sophomore in college, in the middle of having sex with a man, he asked me if I'd ever seen Garden State. And it's just like, I was never prepared to run into that level of violence against women. Horrible. I'm trying to change the language, right, that I talk about my own mistakes with. I'm trying to de-weaponize them in my memory. So now every time I hook up with somebody I regret, I call it satire. And instead of like a bad decision, it becomes political commentary. And you can Venmo me after the show. Thank you so much. I am an ally, not to brag. I'm having kind of a hard year. My father passed away this year. And we had to put my mom into a retirement home. She's not all that old, but she wouldn't stop saying the word Oriental, so we knew that it was time. You have to get them off the streets when they get like, that's not safe. I'm like not dealing with the death of my father all that well. I think I might be acting out a little bit. I am doing things like drinking too much and fighting with teenagers online. It's not healthy. I got blocked on Twitter by the winner of MasterChef Junior. His name is Logan. He's 14 years old. I told him to eat my shit and die. I'm acting out. His mom wrote Twitter a letter, and I was off of it for 2 weeks. Worth it, though. I stand by what I said. Some good things happened to me this year. My sister had a baby. I'm an aunt. Thank you so much. I am technically not allowed to hold it. She did name it after my ex-boyfriend, though, so it's nice that she recognizes I have incentive to drop it. You know what I mean? That's a true fact. I didn't make that up. It's real. I am working through a lot. My new favorite bit with my nephew is asking him how he got so thin. He was born 6 weeks early. My sister hates that joke, but the baby looks so chic. Just like completely runway ready. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm trying to pay attention to the way I'm grieving. I stopped smoking weed for a little bit this year. Did not last long. I knew I had a problem with weed because I was using it to cope with my negative emotions. And also, I've seen Dave Matthews Band live 6 times, which is just like 4 times too many for an adult woman, right? There are 2 types of people that go to Dave Matthews Band concerts, I think. It's like gym teachers and adults that want to kiss teenagers. And I'm not a gym teacher, so problematic behavior on my part. But we're working, we're changing, you know, no more teenagers, not for me. 19-year-olds, fine, no 18-year-olds. I think for real, what I was looking for in smoking so much weed was I was trying to find a release from my responsibilities. For instance, 2 days after she killed her daughter, Casey Anthony entered a wet t-shirt contest. And I just want to feel that free from my responsibilities. Seems. It's like entirely rock and roll. She is technically innocent, so we can laugh. She's technically innocent, totally acquitted. She did kill her, but that's not the point. We as a country. The kid has been dead for like 10 years. It's fine. There's no afterlife. She can't hear me. I hate doing comedy so much. It like only hurts my feelings. Do you know what I mean? My therapist and I were trying to work on separating my self-worth from how well I do or do not perform on stage. So now every time I bomb at comedy, I buy myself a $12 cocktail. And I am in $4,000 worth of credit card debt, but what a wild ride, right? I told my therapist I maxed out my credit card. She told me to just open up a new one. Is that good advice? I'm 16, I wouldn't know. My therapist has the word whatever tattooed on her forearm. I asked her what it meant. She said, don't worry about it. Red flag. I agree. Really scary stuff. Very, very scary stuff. Very scary stuff. I have a shame and embarrassment problem that I'm working really hard at. And so my therapist signed me up for a clowning class because she thinks I should kill myself. And I'm going to do it. You know, it was really hard. I cried in the first 15 minutes of clown class. And then my teacher called me the most vulnerable clown. And that has stayed with me every day since. It's a shame. It's I feel like I should get it tattooed on my back. It really hurt my feelings. Don't awe me. I don't need your pity. I need your money. Please send some. What if I just gave you my Venmo and walked off stage? There's so many bad types of comedy that we don't talk about, right? Like, I did a stand-up competition recently because I don't respect my own time. And in the green room, a man told me that he was fluent in sarcasm, that he had been doing comedy for 8 months, and then I watched him win $100. It was the most encouraging experience of my life. I've had a very bad life. Even worse than that, though, was there was an improv team at the stand-up comedy competition. They did 45 minutes. There were no women on the team.
Brave.
Right? So brave. And it's just like, we've lost so many stand-ups to suicide recently. I just wish that more improvisers would kill themselves. I'm Ellery Smith. Thank you so much.
Ellery Smith, everybody. Thank you. What a great blaze bit. Before we get to this last round of challenges here, let's check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me the excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good
vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay, so, I'm so fucking high. And normally I like to share something that just gives you some good vibes while you're high. Because we went to that weed museum and like learned a lot about the propaganda of weed and stuff like that, I thought I'd share this very good Twitter thread. This is the weirdest thing to share at a live show, I'm sure. But it was a, is my screen on? Is there a way to get it up?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, it is?
It's in the video.
Oh, it's in the video.
You got disconnected, Drew.
That's what it is. I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank
there we
you.
Go.
Nice.
Okay, there we go. So I'm going to share a Twitter thread that this like cannabis activist Dana Larson posted. If you have a joint and you want to smoke it, let's pull out your joint and we'll do it with this thread because it's a case for why this might be the strongest joint in history, the one we have right now. If you follow the logic of this. I'm so fucking high. Just look at it. Right. Just look at this shit. Okay.
Right.
So the U.S. Surgeon General recently, Dana Larson, this guy, Jerome Adams, said that cannabis now is 3 times stronger, right? This is his quote. This ain't your mother's marijuana. Not enough people know that today's marijuana is far more important than in days past. So based on that, this guy went and looked back at what they were saying in the 1990s, because that must be pretty strong, right? In the 90s, Lee Brown told the media, marijuana is 40 times more potent today than 10, 15, or 20 years ago. Joe Biden said this about how strong it was. It's like comparing buckshot and a shotgun shell to a laser-guided missile. Well, let's see what they said in the 80s. The potency of marijuana has increased 7-fold in the past 11 years. Smoking one cigarette is equal to smoking 9 or 10 years ago. And then in the 70s, they said the grass kids are buying in the schoolyard parking lot is not what it used to be. The potency is 15 or 20 times stronger than our 60s varieties. Here's an article saying that. So if we take all that at face value, that means that the weed we have now is 3 multiplied by 40 multiplied by 7 multiplied by 15 times, which means this joint is 12,600 times stronger than what our ancestors smoked, which is fucking amazing.
Oh my God!
They're right about that shit, which they're not. This is how good that weed is. Nothing else there, but a Twitter thread.
Perfect. That's great.
Yeah. Woo.
That's DJ Blue Dreams, Good Vibes Minute. Woo. Yeah.
There have been 1,000 more facts in the show than I was expecting. There was math in that part.
Yeah.
Did anyone else light their joints up to the thread? You know, because I would have forgot what all that information.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's retaining anything tonight.
There will be a test.
Yeah. This last segment here is called Shark Dank.
Say it again.
Shark Dank. There we go.
I lost it. I fucking lost it. It's somewhere. I can't find it. I'm too high, James.
No, you're great. You're great. So you guys are a team of entrepreneurs, and you're here pitching ideas to DJ Blue Dream and myself. And we're going to prompt you with a list of the ideas that you guys already gave us, basically. So we'll let you know what your ideas are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Yeah.
They'll validate your parking afterwards. Just.
Sorry. Ed, sorry.
They'll valet our parking afterwards.
Validate your parking.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I did leave my car running in front of the building.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Somebody will come up and they'll valet it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And then I go find it.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having us, by the way.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in. I know you guys are one of the hottest entrepreneur teams in New York City these days and have a lot of hot ideas. So we're excited to hear about them.
We know you are.
Great.
I'm the one who's not going to take this too serious. I'm going to play this one cool. Just so you guys know, right. I could get you guys to invest in our group, or I could leave it.
We did a whole good cop bad cop thing.
That's my
role. She doesn't care that much. My thing is I really need this.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, you know we really need new products to to buy and distribute. So
yeah, our assistant Stuart gave us some of the ideas you had. There's something you have called Eyebrows for Rent. What's can you expand on that?
What's that? Like you've never been walking about the world, maybe walking through a Starbucks or Pete's. You go up there, you're like, I need my morning Joe. Barista turns around, your hair almost blows off your face because you're like, damn, them some nice eyebrows. You're like, damn, if only I... Now, you embarrassed because your eyebrows is whack. You know, you didn't have your coffee yet. You didn't, like, lick your finger and swick them up, you know? So you're like, damn, I need some better eyebrows. So what if you can just go on our app, press a button, and somebody's like, yo, I got some eyebrows for you. And you put them on.
But you probably have a pretty limited selection of eyebrows. I mean,
oh no, I got the most selection of eyebrows. I got the biggest selection, bushy ones. Like you know, I got the Levies. You know, hit you off with that nice, thick Eugene Levy joint right there. You know, and then or look, I got the slim one. It's called the slim one. It's very slim. You know, it looks like. And then I got the microblade joints. All of them. Every. Wow. I got the dyed color for some reason, you know.
Well, that all sounds good. Those sound like great
eyebrows.
Any more
questions?
But I need families for me and my kids.
Yeah, no, we got whole families, and we'll match them. You know, we'll match them across the family. Mm-hmm. Or you can mix and match, but that's going to be an extra bonus.
You're telling me your eyebrows will fit onto any size face?
Any size, wow. You know.
Wow.
I'm talking about, look, if you give birth and you're like, this baby needs some goddamn eyebrows,
and
guess what? You can put them
and
on.
And who hasn't done
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, all the time I'm like, oh, okay. That baby look weird without eyebrows. Put some on it. Yeah. Put some on.
I'm a busy person.
Yeah.
I'm very busy. I don't have time to be dry cleaning my eyebrows. I need a low maintenance eyebrow.
Oh yeah, then they'll come to you. You know, you can get on the program where you get a subscription. So then you always got eyebrows coming to you. We'll take care of them. We'll take them. We'll wash them. We'll run through the washer. We'll keep them nice and tight. Amazing. And then you get a new one every day.
Whoa. Okay.
Do you have any certified pre-owned eyebrows?
Yeah, we got a few. We even got something called the Bush Box, right? It's a thing. It's like, you know, you pay a monthly rate and you get a box with different varieties of eyebrows that you can just try out, you know?
I'll give you $600,000 for 2%.
You got it.
Nice deal. I love the presentation. I love the presentation. You guys are very entertaining. You ask each other questions. It's a nice little performance.
And
I like this.
We told the truth.
Yeah. I like that about you guys.
Well, we started in a church, so we don't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Talk to me about this idea that you guys have for stand-up cars.
Cars aren't funny enough, you know? How many times have you been walking about the streets, going to Starbucks? Did you know that the average American spends over 500,000 hours in their car over the course of their lifetime?
Wow.
What are you doing with that time? Exactly. Someone said it. You're sitting down.
Yeah.
Well, you can see where I'm going with this. We are selling a series of cars in a partnership with SiriusXM that come with only prepackaged Patton Oswalt sets. Can you listen to anything else on the radio? No. Because you don't want to. Now, what if I don't like Patton Oswalt? Well, if he's going to tell you about that.
Yeah, if you don't like Patton Oswalt, you know, too bad. Because we got them all, baby. You can't switch it up, you know. And it's all uncut. So if you got babies, cover their ears.
Move their eyebrows off their face and put them over their ears.
Yeah. Because it gets crazy. But you know what? You know, we do have a few little special options that you can add to the car. Gilly's going to explain that for you.
Absolutely. We've got Patton Oswalt's fart track. That's when he practices his sets in his room and he's farting in his room the whole time while he's practicing his stand-up. So the stand-up car is about to get even funnier.
I'll give you.
You like them.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'll give you $600,000 for 2%.
All right. That sounds good. We'll take it.
It's a great idea.
I don't know if this is one of the last one here. Well, what's reusable breakfast?
Reusable breakfast is something we're really excited about.
We're very excited about.
Yes.
Absolutely excited.
Yeah, I'm very interested.
I can't contain how excited I am about this idea.
Now, you've heard of edible arrangements.
Yes.
A lot of their business is coming off of using the scraps of the shapes that they make in the fruit. So we thought, every time you eat a goddamn Taco Bell, McDonald's, school lunch, breakfast item, some of that scrambled egg is dribbling right out. It's dribbling, shooting right out the other end of that taco or burrito pipe. We're not going to waste that anymore. So we came up with the idea of reusable breakfast. Yes. We are mashing together all of the discarded bits of breakfast to create a breakfast sensation that we all need and we all crave.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking. This idea is a little less appetizing than the other ideas we've mentioned so far because it doesn't sound very appealing. But we are out in front of that bullet train that's speeding towards us because we have a wonderful marketing campaign planned with a lot of celebrity PR endorsements. We have an original song for this thing.
For reusable breakfast?
For reusable breakfast. As performed by the singer-songwriter Jewel.
Wow, Jewel's huge.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking when you hear about reusable breakfast. The first thing on your mind is recycling, because reduce, reuse, recycle, right, and close the loop. That's what you're thinking about.
Close the loop. Recycle.
Yeah.
Reduce. reuse and close the loop. That's what Jewel says.
Yeah, so yeah, and the whole branding is recycling. Like, that's the branding of the reusable breakfast. And we have our own mascot, Captain Yamit, you know, because he's yamming down on those on those pieces of breakfast. He's like, yam.
And we did, just to address any concerns around that, we did get an actual captain. There's no stolen valor being performed in our mascot. It's a legitimate captain.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's very impressive.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. It is. Yeah.
Right.
Captain Slam It would have been better because he slams down the meat.
But he wasn't available. He was on
We agreed on Yemen. We agreed on Yemen.
Yeah, you know, I was just having, you know.
Yeah, we all equally agreed. We all agreed on Yemen.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying.
If you didn't like Yemen, we didn't have to.
No, it's all good. I mean, we have him now.
I'm going to pass.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hard no for me as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Your lucky day. You can have it for free.
That's Shark Tank! Oh, guys, this was so much fun. Did you guys have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're still pretty high?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Higher than before? That's great. Yeah, so appreciate you guys coming out, getting high, getting put on the spot. This is very, very challenging thing to do. Give these guys another round of applause. Before we say goodnight, though, we do have to try to remember the show with the wrap up. Yeah. Please welcome back Sean Fisher, who's going to try to remind us of what happened in the show through freestyle rap.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, Sean.
That's not going to happen. Let's do it right now. Okay. Uh-huh. I thank you all for coming out. It's been a really big joy. Give it up for your host, Shit Boy. Let's keep on rapping. Let me recap, man. What else did just happen? Oh, shit. Oh, man. Let's not be confused. Kale Ron Hubbard, he had you eating out the palm of his hand. Right there, I would equally go follow that man. Yes, no, no fight, and a hallelujah. I'm gonna follow Hunk Cosmo and the Space Rangers too. Woo! And I will be their disciple. I'm up here and I'm just going to recycle all of these rhymes like it was a slam it sandwich. I'm up here and I'm saying, God damn it. Oh, I am here and I'm just rhyming in my prime. I will go and book you on a space-time travel journey. Oh man, you heard me. Oh, you thought I stopped right there, maybe needed a gurney, but I'm back on the beat. Oh man, I won't be defeated until this whole rhyme shit is completed. Oh yes, oh man, I'm not done too soon. What I will talk about is going to the moon, and you know that you're up there when you go and bear witness. We need to lift the weights, we need me a Planet Fitness. Shit, kid, I'm just gonna keep rhyming. Oh man, I know I've now got syncopated timing. Oh, I what am I doing? You need to see him. Go with Matt Newell, go to the Wheat Waps Wheat Museum. That's really hard to say. Okay, I know that I do not play every day. I'm getting on this thing. I do not be confused. Some people that were talking about marijuana are lying to all of you, and it is not true. And I'm so glad that's not what we now do. Ooh, I love smoking with all of the crowd when we step out and we just have to push a cloud. Ooh, it is so fun. Oh man, I know that I am not done. I'm just up here, I'm rapping, and I just do not have to sing. But let's give it up for Hot Leg and the fucking Lion King. Rendition at the top, that was great. Oh man, it did not hesitate. I'm up here smiling, I did not frown. Let's give it up for the comedian, the most vulnerable clown. I remembered all of that. Thanks to y'all for coming back. I'm just gonna tip my hat. If you have a little bit later, we can go and chat. If you wanna give me a joint, I will have a hit of that. Thanks for coming out, y'all.
Sean Fisher with a wrap up. Did you guys have fun with us tonight? Awesome. We do this show the first Saturday of every month right here at UCB. If you had fun, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your children. Bring whoever blazes. And check out imtooeffinghigh.com for any information about the podcast or other live shows that we're doing. And please, one more time, give it up for the comedians, Sean Fisher, Drew Boudet Singh, Gilly Nassim, Kale Hills, and F.A. Waterway. Stay too effing high, you guys. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. Before we get to this last round of challenges here, let's check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good
vibes. Good vibes. Get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay, so, wait, I'm so fucking high. And normally I like to share something that just gives you some good vibes while you're high. Because we went to that weed museum and, like, learned a lot about the propaganda of weed and stuff like that, I thought I'd share this very good Twitter thread. This is the weirdest thing to share at a live show, I'm sure. But it was a, can you, is my screen on? Is there a way to get it up?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, it is?
It's in the video.
Oh, it's in the video.
You got disconnected, Drew.
That's what it is. Anyway. I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank you.
Go.
Nice.
Okay, there we go. So I'm going to share a Twitter thread that this like cannabis activist Dana Larson posted. If you have a joint and you want to smoke it, let's pull out your joint and we'll do it with this thread because it's a case for why this might be the strongest joint in history, the one we have right now. If you follow the logic of this. I'm so fucking high. Just look at it. Right. Just look at this shit. Okay.
Right.
So the U.S. Surgeon General recently, Daniel Larson, this guy, Jerome Adams, said that cannabis now is 3 times stronger, right? This is his quote. This ain't your mother's marijuana. Not enough people know that today's marijuana is far more important than in days past. So based on that, this guy went and looked back at what they were saying in the 1990s, because that must be pretty strong, right? In the 90s, Lee Brown told the media, marijuana is 40 times more potent today than 10, 15, or 20 years ago. Joe Biden said this about how strong it was. It's like comparing buckshot and a shotgun shell to a laser-guided missile. Well, let's see what they said in the 80s. The potency of marijuana has increased sevenfold in the past 11 years. Smoking one cigarette is equal to smoking 9 or 10 years ago. And then in the 70s... they said the grass kids are buying in the schoolyard parking lot is not what it used to be. The potency is 15 or 20 times stronger than our 60s varieties. And then, yeah, here's an article saying that. So if we take all that at face value, that means that the weed we have now is 3 multiplied by 40 multiplied by 7 multiplied by 15 times, which means this joint is 12,600 times stronger than what our ancestors smoked, which is fucking amazing.
Oh my God!
They're right about that shit, which they're not. This is how good that weed is. Nothing wow. else there, but a Twitter thread.
Yeah. Perfect. That's great. That's DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute. Woo. Yeah.
There have been 1,000 more facts in the show than I was expecting. There was math in that part.
Yeah.
Did anyone else light their joints up to the thread? You know. Because I would have forgot with all that information.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's retaining anything tonight.
There will be a test.
Yeah. This last segment here is called Shark Dank.
Say it again.
Shark Dank. There we go.
I lost it. I fucking lost it. It's somewhere. I can't find it. I'm too high, James.
No, you're great. You're great. So you guys are a team of entrepreneurs, and you're here pitching ideas to DJ Blue Dream and myself. And we're going to prompt you with a list of the ideas that you guys already gave us, basically. So we'll let you know what your ideas are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Yeah.
They'll validate your parking afterwards. Just.
Sorry.
They'll valet our parking afterwards.
Validate your parking.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I did leave my car running in front of the building.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Somebody will come up and they'll valet it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And then I go find it.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having us, by the way.
Yeah. No, thanks for coming in. I know you guys are one of the hottest entrepreneur teams in New York City these days. And have a lot of hot ideas. So we're excited to hear about them.
We know you are.
Great.
Sorry, I'm the one who's not going to take this too serious. I'm going to play this one cool, just so you guys know.
Right.
I could get you guys to invest in our group, or I could leave it.
We did a whole good cop, bad cop thing.
That's my
role.
So
she doesn't care that much. My thing is, I really need this.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, you know, we really need new products to to buy and distribute. So
yeah, our assistant Stuart gave us some of the ideas you had. There's something you have called Eyebrows for Rent. What's can you expand on that?
What's that? Like, you've never been walking about the world. Maybe walking to a Starbucks or Pete's. You go up there, you're like, I need my morning Joe. Barista turns around, your hair almost blows off your face because you're like, damn, them some nice eyebrows. You're like, damn, if only I... Now, you embarrassed because your eyebrows is whack. You know, you didn't have your coffee yet. You didn't, like, lick your finger and swick them up, you know? So you're like, damn, I need some better eyebrows. So what if you can just go on our app, press a button, and somebody's like, yo, I got some eyebrows for you. And you put them on.
But you probably have a pretty limited selection of eyebrows. I mean,
oh no, I got the most selection of eyebrows. I got the biggest selection. Bushy ones, like, you know, I got the Levies, you know, hit you off with that nice thick Eugene Levy joint right there, you know. And then look, I got the slim one. It's called the slim one. It's very slim, you know. It looks like, and then I got the micro blade joints, all of them. I got the dyed color for some reason, you know.
Well, that all sounds good. Those sound like great eyebrows.
Any more questions?
But I need families for me and my kids.
Yeah, no, we got whole families, and we'll match them. You know, we'll match them across the family. Mm-hmm. Or you can mix and match, but that's going to be an extra bonus.
You're telling me your eyebrows will fit onto any size
face? Any size, you know.
Wow.
I'm talking about, look, if you give birth and you're like, this baby needs some goddamn eyebrows, and guess what? You can put them
and
on.
And who hasn't done that?
Yeah. I mean, all the time I'm like, oh, okay. That baby look weird without eyebrows. Put some on it. Yeah. Put
Listen,
some on.
I'm a busy person.
Yeah.
I'm very busy. I don't have time to be dry cleaning my eyebrows. I need a low maintenance eyebrow.
Oh yeah, then they'll come to you. You know, you can get on the program where you get a subscription. So then you always got eyebrows coming to you. We'll take care of them. We'll take them. We'll wash them. We'll run through the washer. We'll keep them nice and tight.
Amazing.
And then you get a new one every day.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do you have any certified pre-owned eyebrows?
We got a few. We even got something called the Bush Box, right? It's a thing. It's like, you know, you pay a monthly rate and you get a box with different varieties of eyebrows that you can just try out, you know?
I'll give you $600,000 for 2%.
You got it.
Nice
deal.
I love the presentation. You guys are very entertaining. You ask each other questions. It's a nice little performance.
And
I like this.
We told the truth.
Yeah. I like that about you guys.
Yeah. We started in a church, so we don't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Talk to me about this idea that you guys have for stand-up cars.
Cars aren't funny enough, you know? How many times have you been walking about the streets, going to Starbucks? Did you know that the average American spends over 500,000 hours in their car over the course of their lifetime?
Wow.
What are you doing with that time? Exactly. Someone said it. You're sitting down.
Yeah.
Well, you can see where I'm going with this. We are selling a series of cars in a partnership with SiriusXM that come with only prepackaged Patton Oswalt sets. Can you listen to anything else on the radio? No. Because you don't want to. Now, what if I don't like Patton Oswalt? Well, if he's going to tell you about that.
Yeah, if you don't like Patton Oswalt, you know, too bad. Because we got them all, baby. You can't switch it up, you know. And it's all uncut. So if you got babies, cover their ears. Because
move their eyebrows off their face and put them over their ears.
Yeah, yeah. Because it gets crazy. But you know what? You know, we do have a few little special options that you can add to the car. Gilly's going to explain that for you.
Absolutely. We've got Patton Oswalt's fart track. That's when he practices his sets in his room and he's farting in his room the whole time while he's practicing his stand-up. So the stand-up car is about to get even funnier.
I'll give you
better like them.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'll give you $600,000 for 2%.
All right. That sounds good. We'll take it.
It's a great idea.
I don't know if this is one of the last one here. Well, what's reusable breakfast?
Reusable breakfast is something we're really excited about.
We're very excited about.
Yes.
Absolutely excited about.
Yeah, very interested.
I can't contain how excited I am about this idea.
Now, you've heard of edible arrangements.
Yes.
A lot of their business is coming off of using the scraps of the shapes that they make in the fruit. So we thought, every time you eat a goddamn Taco Bell, McDonald's, school lunch, breakfast item, some of that scrambled egg is dribbling right out. It's dribbling, shooting right out the other end of that taco or burrito pipe. We're not going to waste that anymore. So we came up with the idea of reusable breakfast. Yes. We are mashing together all of the discarded bits of breakfast to create a breakfast sensation that we all need and we all crave.
Wow. And I know what you're thinking. This idea is a little less appetizing than the other ideas we've mentioned so far because it doesn't sound very appealing. But we are out in front of that bullet train that's speeding towards us because we have a wonderful marketing campaign planned with a lot of celebrity PR endorsements. We have an original song for this thing.
For reusable breakfast.
As performed by the singer songwriter Jewel.
Wow, Jewel's huge.
Yeah, and great. I know what you're thinking when you hear about reusable breakfast. The first thing on your mind is recycling, because reduce, reuse, recycle, and close the loop. That's what you're thinking
can
about.
Close the loop. Recycle. Yeah. Reduce. Reuse and close the loop. That's what Jewel says.
Yeah, so yeah, and the whole branding is recycling. Like that's the branding of the reusable breakfast. And we have our own mascot, Captain Yammit. You know, because he's yamming down on those pieces of breakfast. He's like yam.
And we did, just to address any concerns around that, we did get an actual captain. There's no stolen valor being performed in our mascot. It's a legitimate captain.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's very impressive.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Great.
Captain Slam It would have been better because he slams down the meat.
But he wasn't available.
We agreed on Yemen.
You know, I was just having, you know.
Yeah, we all equally agreed. We all agreed on Yemen.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying.
If you didn't like Yemen, we didn't have to.
No, it's all good. I mean, we have him now.
I'm going to pass.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hard no for me as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Your lucky day. You can have it for free.
That's Shark Tank. Oh, guys, this was so much fun. Did you guys have a good time?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're still pretty high.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Higher than before. That's great. Yeah.
so appreciate you guys coming out, getting high, getting put on the spot. This is very, very challenging thing to do. Give these guys another round of applause. Before we say goodnight, though, we do have to try to remember the show with the wrap up. Please welcome back Sean Fisher, who's going to try to remind us of what happened in the show through freestyle rap.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, Sean.
That's not going to happen. Let's do it right now. Okay. Uh-huh. I thank you all for coming out. It's been a really big joy. Give it up for your host, Shit Boy. Let's keep on rapping. Let me recap, man. What else did just happen? Oh, shit. Oh, man. Let's not be confused. Kale Ron Hubbard, he had you eating out the palm of his hand. Right there, I would equally go follow that man. Yes, no, no fight and a hallelujah. I'm gonna follow Hunk Cosmo and the Space Rangers too. Woo! And I will be their disciple. I'm up here and I'm just going to recycle all of these rhymes like it was a slam it sandwich. I'm up here and I'm saying god damn it. Oh, I am here and I'm just rhyming in my prime. I will go and book you on a space-time travel journey. Oh man, you heard me. Oh, you thought I stopped right there, maybe needed a gurney, but I'm back on the beat. Oh man, I won't be defeated until this whole rhyme shit is completed. Oh yes, oh man, I'm not done too soon. What I will talk about is going to the moon, and you know that you're up there when you go and bear witness. We need to lift the weights, we need me a Planet Fitness. Shit, kid, I'm just gonna keep rhyming. Oh man, I know I've now got syncopated timing. Oh, what am I doing? You need to see him. Go with Matt Newell, go to the Weed Waps Weed Museum. That's really hard to say. Okay, I know that I do not play every day. I'm getting on this thing, I do not be confused. Some people that were talking about marijuana are lying to all of you, and it is not true. And I'm so glad that's not what we now do. Ooh, I love smoking with all of the crowd when we step out and we just have to push a cloud. Ooh, it is so fun. Oh man, I know that I am not done. I'm just up here, I'm rapping, and I just do not have to sing. But let's give it up for Hotlick and the fucking Lion King. Rendition at the top, that was great. Oh man, it did not hesitate. I'm up here smiling, I did not frown. Let's give it up for the comedian, the most vulnerable clown. I remembered all of that. Thanks to y'all for coming back. I'm just gonna tip my hat. If you have a little bit later, we can go and chat. If you wanna give me a joint, I will have a hit of that. Thanks for coming out, y'all.
Sean Fisher with a wrap up. Did you guys have fun with us tonight? Awesome. We do this show the first Saturday of every month right here at UCB. If you had fun, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your children. Bring whoever blazes. And check out imtooeffinghigh.com for any information about the podcast or other live shows that we're doing. And please, one more time, give it up for the comedians, Sean Fisher, Drew Boudet Singh, Gilly Nassim, Kale Hills, and F.A. Wadaway. Stay too effing high, you guys.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
campfire.